Ladies and gentlemen, we present The Navy Lark by Lawrie Wyman and starring John Pertwee, Leslie Phillips, and Stephen Murray. For Captain Povey, all days start the same way. After a dirty great plateful of Ramona Povey prepared cereal, the type which ensures that Henry is going to be a busy boy later, he then sets off for his office in Portsmouth Dockyard, supremely happy in the knowledge that today can't possibly be as bad as yesterday. He is always wrong. It's going to be worse.
Good morning, Rain Chaser. What a beautiful day it is today. The sun is... Rain Chaser? I said, good morning, Rain Chaser. Peek-a-boo.
Oh, dear, it's a disaster.
Rain Chaser, what has happened?
Well, it was this important telephone call, you see.
Who from?
Well, that's the bit I don't know. You see, he wanted to speak to you urgently, but I couldn't find out who he was or where he was telephoning from. All I know is he's going to ring back shortly, and he's a vice admiral.
What? A vice admiral? just a
minute. Captain Povey's office?
It's you again, yes. Vice admiral, yes. Here. I'm speaking from the Ministry of, is Captain, there?
One moment, please. The Vice Admiral for you, sir.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, sir. Captain Povey speaking, sir.
I thought I'd better let you know all about it.
Very, very kind of you, sir.
Oh, not at all, not at all, no. Now, there's been a slight change of plan. The rendezvous is the same, of course, but I want you to put immediately. I shall be waiting for you as arranged. So whatever you do, Captain, don't be late.
I won't, sir. You can rely on me, sir.
Oh, I am. Yes, sir. Now, this is vital for the solution has got to be found. Yes. They're very worried about up here at the Ministry of yes, I can tell you. Yes. So it's up to us. Yes. Not a word to go for the time being, of course. If a hint of this gets out, we're all in I'm sure you realize that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Vice Admiral.
Yes.
If you'll excuse me.
Not now, Captain. No, there isn't time. You'll just have to, now, all clear, are we? Yes, sir. At once, or you'll be late. And I hate to be kept waiting. See you there. Goodbye.
No. Wait. I don't know what I'm supposed to... Who are the... Oh, nuts. It's ridiculous. I don't know his name or what it's all about. But as far as I know, I've got to put to sea at once in order to meet whoever he is somewhere on time. Mm. What on earth am I going to do?
Well, may I suggest you put to sea and then send a signal demanding to know where he is because you're there and he's late.
Good thinking, Rain Chaser. Yes, I'll get aboard the destroyer Makepeace at once.
Ah, now that might be a touch tricky, sir. A Makepeace is showing the flag in Bermuda.
Oh, dear, yes, all right. Well, what other ship is there? Don't bother to tell me. I can see it by that stupid grin on your face. The only ship I can use is Trout Bridge, isn't it?
That's right, sir. Bon voyage.
Now then, steady as she goes. Twiddle wheel up to the top and back again. Yeah, bang her into neutral and leave the engine ticking over.
All that load of codswallop you just said it is, sir.
Now what's the matter? Why have we stopped?
I don't know which way to go.
That's never stopped you from navigating before, sir.
Quite. You do have old Thunderguts aboard.
Here, I wonder what old Thunderguts is up to,
Commander Murray, sir.
I mean, perhaps it's all part of a dastardly plan, sir. No, I mean, he only gave you your promotion and made you our commanding officer in the wild hope of bringing you to your knees and sinking the rest of us with one single salvo.
Oh. I thought I got promoted on merit.
Don't you believe it, Commander Murray, sir.
If that was the case, why didn't Mr. Phillips get made first lieutenant at the same time?
Yes, yes, yes. Now you can't mention it. Why didn't I? I was the obvious choice. Fully experienced. Due for promotion. Easy to get on with. Nice table manners. An asset to any wardroom party. A quick wit. Loved by all. Accepts no bribes. Doesn't melt in the hand. Dances. Plays ping pong and quoits. Accepted immediately by four-footed friends. Budges and nobility in the saloon bar, the public bar. Very nearly drives and can fire shells or torpedoes in all directions at the same time.
Finished?
Utterly.
Not surprised. Unfortunately, you are not being promoted to first lieutenant.
Huh. One rich for the law, one poor for the rich.
My very sentiments, sir. You took the exact words clean out of me, Keiko.
Oh, not in the right order, but the same one.
Thank you, Pertwee.
Any time, sir. Those of us who have been overlooked have to stick together in our hour of crisis.
Yes, yes. Yes, it's odd how some people get on, isn't it?
Yes, sir. Yes. Especially during one's absence.
Oh, come off it, chaps. How was I to know they'd make me commanding officer whilst we were all on leave? I was just as surprised as you were. I was. The job was just wished on me.
Really?
Yes.
He didn't turn it down though, did he, sir?
No.
Tells us a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah.
One would have thought in his new exalted position, his first bit of paperwork would have been to recommend your promotion, Mr. Phillips.
Quite.
Followed rapidly by a recommendation for mine.
Obviously. I mean, if it had been me, Chief, why? Need I say more?
One never doubted it, sir. Never doubted.
Obviously, some of us remember our old friends, and some of us don't.
Exactly, sir.
Oh, do stop this mutual admiration society. I'm the new commanding officer, and that's an end of it. Kindly remember that in future. I didn't ask to be made captain of Trumpbridge, but I am the captain, so that's that. Understood? Chaps?
Still on course, Chief.
Positively spot on, Mr. Billington.
Good man.
My pleasure, sir.
Oh, buttonholes to the pair of you.
Bridge?
Darwin, look out here, sir. Lead in Seaman Goldstein, Chutney. Finished bickering amongst yourselves, have you?
We were not bickering.
You're kidding. Here are you going hammer and tongs from out here. Now, don't you take no notice, sir. Not your fault, is it?
No. Thank you, Goldstein.
Of course it's not, sir. The English are daft enough to promote anybody, so why not you?
Now, ghosted.
And whilst there's a bit of a lull in the row, why have we parked? Run out of oil? Or did you forget to tell the engine room to turn the wick up?
Now, look here, ghost.
Never happened if we were burning coal, of course. Provided it was good Welsh coal, naturally. Burned for years and years, that will. One scuttleful, and we could steam 10,000 miles and break the sound barrier all the way at the same time.
Don't steep. We are merely awaiting further orders from Captain Povey.
Oh. Oh, well, that's it, then. I may as well have a kip. Yakida.
Don't steep. Hello. Well, what is it now?
You might ask room service if I could have a pot of tea in the evening papers about half past five. Sir?
Go sit.
I think we're on station, gentlemen.
Yes, Captain Povey, and awaiting your further order, sir.
With bited pup, sir.
Yes. Well, if you must know, so am I. We are out here to rendezvous with the Vice Admiral as he wishes to see me on an important matter.
I see, sir. Could you be a little more specific, such as which Vice Admiral is it?
Where are we to meet him?
And what's the important matter? I'm afraid I'm unable to divulge that information at this moment.
We're on a top secret mission. Gosh. I am proud.
Mr. Phillips.
Bridge?
Able Seaman Tiddy reporting, sir. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. It's still morning, Tiddy.
Ah. Well, you know about these things, sir.
Thank you very... What is it, Tiddy?
I'm in the WT, sir.
Oh.
The radio room, sir.
Oh, sorry, pardon.
Granted. I've got a wren chasing on the radio telephone, and she wants to speak to Captain Povey, sir.
Pipe the call up to the bridge, will you?
I intended to. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I don't think I'm going to get any respect on this ship unless they make me a first sea lord. There's a call for you on the radio telephone, Captain Povey.
Ah, at last. Quick, give it to me. Hello. Captain Povey here, sir. I'm saluting again.
Then I shouldn't bother, sir. It's only me.
It's just not my day, is it? Is there any news? Have you found out anything?
Well, not much, sir. I checked with the Ministry of Defence, and after speaking to nearly everybody, I discovered there's only one Vice Admiral with those mannerisms. It's the Vice Admiral Simon Idion Burlington Grimshaw.
Splendid. Did you get through to him?
Well, not exactly, sir. According to our list, he's aboard the flagship of the Mediterranean Fleet.
Oh, good grief. He must have flown out there. That's where we ought to be. And he'll be waiting. Right, we'll sail at once.
I thought you might. Bon voyage again, sir. Oh,
thank you very much. Most kind. You're taking the Mickey again, aren't you?
Frankly, yes, sir.
Yes, I'll speak to you when I get back. Oh, that reminds me. You'd better ring my dear wife and tell her that Henry may be a little bit late for his delicious Ramona thawed and cooked fish finger supper.
Very good, sir. Leave everything to me, sir. Goodbye.
I wonder which way she meant that. Yeah, Commander Murray, we sail for the Mediterranean at once.
Aye, aye, sir. Mr. Phillips, set course for...
No, just a minute. I'm trying to work something out.
Perhaps I could help, sir. The Mediterranean is that way.
That's very kind, Chief. I just wanted to check that it hadn't been moved. Now, pull ahead both, Chief, and, left hand down a bit. Not far off Malta now, Commander Murray, sir.
It must be having old Thunderguts aboard that's inspired you, Mr. Phillips. You've never navigated us straight to the place we were supposed to go to before.
Exactly, sir. And may I say that I thought the way that you squeezed us through that tiny 100-mile gap between Tunisia and Sicily without beaching us on one side or the other was positively marvelous. Congratulations, sir. Yes, sir. Rah-rah-rah, sir.
Well, thanks very much, Chief. There are some of us who can, and some of us who... You were being sarky to Leslie, weren't you?
Me, sir? The very idea, sir, as if I would.
Bridge?
Starboard lookout here, sir. Leading Seaman Goldstein, chatting. having another tiff amongst yourselves, are you?
Certainly not.
Oh, I was only wondering because you don't seem to have noticed that we're sailing between two dirty great fleets of ships.
Well, we were discussing... Well, what?
I thought that'd put the cat amongst the pigeons. Only if you ask me from the look of them, we're the pigeon. Yucky da.
Miss Phillips, Jake, quick, we're sailing between two fleets.
What? Lummy, so we are. I say, isn't that nice of them?
What is?
We're sending out a reception committee. Just because I sailed us between Tunisia and Sicily without banging anything. Look, they've even turned out the flagship to greet us.
Mr. Phillips, sir, be honest. We've never been as popular as this. Not even when you parked at Southend by accident and all the holiday makers thought we were the last water bus home.
Quackery, signal the flagship.
Aye, aye, sir.
Send, Captain HMS Troutbridge to flagship. Full stop. Is...
Hang on a minute. Can't remember what the light flash for a full stop is.
Never mind, just go and keep going.
Certainly, sir.
Is Vice Admiral Burlington Grimshaw aboard? As Captain Povey attempting to establish contact.
Message sent, sir.
Now, isn't that odd? Why didn't we just ring them up? Well, I mean, we can see them, so they must be in.
Just stay out of this, Mr. Phillips. We should get an answer any minute.
Man the boats, lads! We must save Pertwee, lads! There's only one of him left!
Pull us down, Bill. Pull us down, Bill.
Quickly,
get us out of here.
What's it?
They're firing on us from both sides.
Lummy, that was a narrow squeak. I wonder why they all turned so nasty on us.
Well, presumably we got close enough for them to read the name of our ship, sir. It was just self-preservation.
No, I have a feeling there was more to it than that. Bridge?
I will say when Tilly reporting, sir. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Tilly, are you still on the WT?
Yes, sir. It's been one of those days.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Any message from the flagship?
Yes, sir.
Well, could I hear it?
If you like. Message reads, Flag Officer Western Fleet to Troutbridge. Your blank, blank, blank signal started blank, blank, blank fleet exercise before I was blank, blank, blank ready.
Oh, dear.
Exactly, sir. I'll skip the next bit as it seems to be just a tiny touch personal.
Thank you very much.
Message continues after the bit about what sort of steaming grade...
Never mind.
Message continues, Vice Admiral Burlington Grimshaw, no longer with Western Fleet. Now believed to be second-in-command, SSE, Hong Kong.
SSE? What's that stand for?
I wouldn't know, sir. The way I see it, that's your problem. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much. Mr. Phillips, sir, try not to giggle when I say this, but head for Hong Kong. I still don't believe this is Hong Kong.
Well, it must be, sir. It must be. I mean, thanks to Mr. Phillips' navigation, we've been everywhere else, so this must be Hong Kong.
Yeah, that's true. In any case, it sort of looks Hong Kongish.
Yes, and it's sort of Pong's Hong Kongish as well. It's all rice, rickshaws, and rubbish.
We have noticed, thank you. Now, we must find the SSE headquarters at once. The Vice Admiral will be waiting.
Do you happen to know what SSE stands for, Captain Burby?
No, Commander Murray, I don't. It may well stand for Service Security Establishment.
Hey! I beg your pardon.
It's 007. And a right load of intrigues.
We're all going to be thrown into a deep, dark, dirty dungeon and have our appurtenances removed. Our appurtenances. Like fingernails. You know what they do, sir? Well, they start with removing those, sir. And then your trotter nails. And then it's your knee knaps. And then it's your...
I don't think I feel very well.
Quiet, the pair of you. Don't just stand there frightening the life out of each other. Ask somebody where the SSE is.
Oh, I said, like who's?
Well, I'll ask that Chinese gentleman in the junk just coming into his mooring.
Oh, I'll ask him, sir. I know the language.
What?
I say, Mr. Chinese junk gentleman, 39, 45, and a half portion of 76. And go easy with the sweet and sour.
Honorable limey gentleman, in nutty nautical suit, obviously completely prawn crackers. I am very busy.
Look, come away from me, Mr. Phillips, or he's trying to dock.
Steady at that, Mr. Chan. Left all down a bit.
Now there's a liberty.
Look out! Everybody down! Finish with tail.
I'll have to do it myself. I say there, Mr. Chinese junk gentleman, can you help me? I must meet somebody at the SSE. Where is it?
Dirty old devil! SSE is 69 High Street. Straight down the dockyard gates, turn left at Sid Sausage and Mash House, and keep going.
Are you sure this is the right place? The Shanghai Striptease Emporium?
It must be, sir. It's the mysterious cunning of the Orient, sir. What foreign power would realize that the Shanghai Striptease Emporium is none other than the headquarters of the Service Security Establishment?
Well, why should they?
Unless astute gentleman yourself, Captain Povey, sir, might not have noticed that it's got the same initials.
Oh, yes, of course, sir. Yes, I realized that as soon as I saw the flashing lights and the photographs of the 18 lovely outside the door.
Filthy swine. You were looking at those photographs for 20 minutes.
I was merely trying to see if the Vice Admiral was there.
Well, the Admiral wasn't, but the Vice he was.
Good evening, limey gents in nutty nautical suiting. I am proprietor of Shanghai Striptease Emporium. 1,000 inscrutable gestures all around.
How kind. Or is it?
May I take your honorable order, please?
Well, I'd like the phone number of the third young lady from the left.
Oh, there's education for you. The fourth one has got a much bigger pair of eyes than the others.
Never mind about them. Now, look here, Mr. Ping. We have information that this is the headquarters of the SSE, the Service Security Establishment.
Ah, so. Oh, on second thought, not so. This is merely honorable filthy join. With all facilities and including readily available Chinese crumpet.
Gosh. Is there any chance I could have mine toasted?
By all means. It is red hot already.
Oh, shut up, the lot of you. Now look here, Mr. Chinese junk gentleman.
Ah, so.
Stop saying that. Now we realize what's going on here.
Dirty thoughts of Chairman Mao. Whatever next?
No, don't quibble.
But I always quibble when I'm frightened.
Now look here. We demand to see Vice Admiral Burlington Grimshaw.
Oh, 100,000 apologies. You too late. Vice Admiral Burlington Grimshaw, now promoted from 3rd in Command Hong Kong to 4th in Command Catering HMS Victory.
Hang on a minute. Last I heard, Victory was stationed 8 miles
off. Oh, shut up. Vice Admiral or no Vice Admiral, we'll return to Portsmouth at once. He can contact me. Good day, Renchison.
Hello, Heather.
Well, we're back at last.
Yes, home of the sailors, home from the sea. And where is the present you brought back for me?
It's still on board Trout Bridge. We've got you a kimono. We got you a Chinese maxi dress.
How marvellous. Well, I hope it fits.
Any messages, Renchison?
Oh, dozens of them, sir. They're all on your desk in your office.
All right, I'll get down to them at once.
Well, that might be a little difficult, sir, because there's something behind your desk already.
What?
It's the Vice Admiral, sir.
Oh, good grief. Then, Murray Phillips, you'd better come with me and tell him where we've been.
Including the bit about you and the geisha girl that you wanted to bring back,
sir? Sir, I thought she was a spy. I was going to bring her back for a trial.
I'll bet you were. You dirty old man, you.
That'll do. Now, this way, gentlemen.
There you are at last, Captain. Have you been?
All over the world, sir.
Looking for a user for 2 months, sir. Really? Now, isn't that odd? I left Captain perfectly clear, didn't I?
No, you did not, sir.
Well, there you are, you see, all cleared up. Now, let's get this form sorted out, Captain, so I can close my files.
I didn't think the service security establishment ever put anything on paper.
What are you talking about, Commander? I'm now 5th in command of the SSE. Ship, stores, and equipment. Yes, well, it doesn't matter about all that. Now, sign here, Captain. We've got to write off 2 hammocks, 14 pairs of bell bottoms, and an anchor that have gone missing.
It's ridiculous. The world's got potty. Forms for this, forms for that, forms for... Hello, now what?
Henry Purvey, don't you take that tone of disagreeable talking with me. This is your wife, Ramona. Just what do you think you've been playing at with your little sailor friends?
I've been to Hong Kong, my love.
Ha! A likely story. You will report back to Ramona's paid for select residence immediately. Your deliciously cooked din-dins is on the Ramona paid for table.
Oh, I shall look forward to that, my love.
I doubt it. It's the same din-dins Ramona prepared for you 2 months ago. Mind you, having been on the boil for 2 months, your deliciously Ramona prepared fish finger has now shrunk to a fish thumb. But you'll eat it, Henry. You'll eat it. Yes. And you'll love it.
John Pertwee, Leslie Phillips, and Stephen Murray have been Admiral Hunting in the Navy Lark, written by Laurie Wyman. John Pertwee was the Chief Petty Officer and Vice Admiral Grimshaw. Leslie Phillips was the Sub-Lieutenant. Stephen Murray was the CEO. Captain Purvey was played by Richard Caldicott. Heather was Heather Chasen. Edith Seaman Goldstein was Tenniel Evans. The Chinese Junk Gentleman was Michael Bates. And Abel Stephen Tilly was played by Laurie Wyman. The show was produced by Alistair Scott Johnson.